All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Hello, once again, friends. Welcome back to the Eric Zane Show podcast. On Mondays, I do things a little differently where I have to divide the show into two parts because of the historically epic and exciting workplace staff meeting at the almighty Q100. Everything's going good there. I have nothing to report that's interesting, other than the fact that I'm hosting the big Halloween Monster Mash party. That's right. October 25th, I have to haul my ass up to Petoskey, Michigan, and hang out at the local casino. In that portion of Michigan, there is one casino for every resident. That's how many casinos are up there. So I'm going to be at this one to judge the Halloween costume event. It's part of my duties at the radio station. Typically, if there's anything going on that they want me to help them with, they just say, hey, are you available this date? Yeah, I can do it. Or no, I can't. Just turns out that there is an opportunity. Even though hockey season is getting set to start. Stand by. I'm about to enter the busy portion of the year with hockey and basketball getting set to start. So I don't think there's going to be any more trips up north for the foreseeable future. Maybe if I can get one in. I would have gone this past weekend, but I was, set on going to see my dad. For a while, we were going to go, like I said, and then when I realized that, they need help over there, I was like, oh, God, well, we can't go and, do something fun while all these folks are taking care of my father and my stepmother. That's ridiculous. So that's what's up. Pooh Bear says she's going, not this weekend, but the following weekend. She's like, well, can you go with me? And I go, well, I'll have to check my schedule. There was a reason why I wasn't going to be able to go with you. I don't remember what it was, but I'll check the schedule. She goes, because I'm scared that I won't be able to do it. I go, what are you talking about? It's simple. I go, you are working the whole time you're there. You're not like sitting around twiddling your thumbs. But I had a discussion with my brother, Jim, who he is going to be at my dad's, at the, as I call it, the convalescing castle this week. And he says, what do I expect? And so I'm having a conversation with him about what to expect. And he says, so I was going to bring my laptop and do my work. Will I be able to do that? And I go, well, he says, I can get those days off. I said, I think that if you take the days off and you're 100%, like that's the only thing on your mind is that, you'll be happy you did. And you won't be bored. And I think that if you are just focused on what's going on, the task at hand, it'll work out to be a rewarding scenario for you, just from my own experiences. Time out.
O'Neal, hey, big guy, come on, take it easy. Let's not eat our foot.
Still have not yet heard from the vet as to what is up with O'Neal, if there's anything wrong with him. Keep checking my phone for a missed message. Okay, so we got on one side O'Neal, and then who's just looking adorable. They're all adorable. Bruce in the middle, and then Darla with a Kong. Apparently, that's what she's doing. She's sleeping with a Kong. Outstanding. So the Lions played last night, and they got hammered by Kansas City. In fact, all the schools that people are following in the state of Michigan, except for the Red Wings, lost over the weekend. The Red Wings won on Saturday. But the Tiger baseball team, they lost. They're out of the playoffs. They lost in a game that went 15 innings. That was hugely disappointing. The two college teams lost. Michigan State got jail sexed by UCLA at home. And Michigan was on the road at Southern Carolina. They got boned. And then the Lions on Sunday Night Football, they were demolished. After the game, though, Brian Branch of the Lions, he got into a fight. He's going to get in trouble for this one. There's going to be some issues here. He picked a fight with Juju Smith-Schuster. Oh, I always love that guy. This is the moment right here. They covered it on Sunday Night Football.
Newspapers.com. The past. Read all about it.
Kansas City gets the victory. 30-17. Here. End of the game there. Branch walking by. Mahomes extends the hand to him. Branch doesn't respond. Doesn't put his hand out. Pat on the back. Juju Smith.
I like that. You see how Mahomes, as he walked by, he's like, yeah, he realized he was pissed off. But Branch walked by him because he had tunnel vision. He was going for this guy.
Back. Juju Smith-Schuster saw that. And then Branch and Juju continue to pass by, and he gives Juju a shot.
All right, so he hits Smith-Schuster, and then the fight is on.
Who goes down, and that's where the whole thing began. It was Pacheco, Branch, Juju, and other players involved, including Trent McDuffie. As most of the guys were trying to keep things calm.
The league's going to take action on that one against Branch.
Yeah, the Lions... That's ridiculous. That was like Bush League. This is Smith-Schuster. He got a bloody nose. He's walking into the locker room after. So there was that. Dan Campbell, he commented on this.
I love Brian Branch, but what he did is inexcusable.
I love Brian Branch. What he did was inexcusable.
And it's not going to be accepted here. It's not what we do. It's not what we're about. I apologize to Coach Reed and the Chiefs and Schuster. That's not okay. We that's not what we do here. And it's not going to be okay. He knows it. Our team knows it. And so that's not what we do.
Afterwards, Branch had a comment. I don't have that here. Maybe I can get it. Brian Branch comment after Chiefs game. He felt bad. He knew he screwed up.
Newspapers.com.
Oh, good. We got another message.
Read all about it.
.com. Very happy.
Winning seconds.
Not what we're about. I apologize. Our team knows it. Good in phases. Pointed.
Okay.
Work pretty
good. That is going to be facing from the league or the team for that conduct. But here's what he had to say about his actions following the game.
I did a little childish thing, but I'm tired of people doing stuff in between the play and refs don't catch it. Like, they're trying to bully me out there. I should have never did it, but it was childish.
He feels like an asshole. That's the comment you make when you feel like such a dick. Oh my God, a poor dude. This is going to cost him probably $100,000. Oh, yeah. I guess there was a moment when the guy that he sucker punched there, Smith-Schuster, he had, blocked him in the black. My God, it's terrible. Blocked him in the back or something like that at some point during the game. So he's pissed off about that. But still, come on, you idiot. I really am proud of my effort to not participate in any bit of this game last night. I knew full well that I would be, if I was stimulated by the score or anything like that, that it was going to be a problem sleeping. Now, it turns out it didn't matter because we had issues with the dogs. First off, at 11, actually at 11:30, O'Neill and Bruce woke me up. I let them outside. And then only to have O'Neill come back in the house and crap inside of the bathroom later on. We already covered that, but whatever. But that's when I looked at the score and realized that they had, in fact, lost. But no big deal. But before the game got started, I said, all right, I'm keeping my phone put away. In fact, I'm disabling any notifications because typically my phone will let me know if the Lions do something. I have it set up that I disabled all that. I said to Pooh Bear, I go, if you get any information coming in while we're laying there, do it. You know, I'll be reading my book, Dancing in the Dark or whatever it's called. And you're laying there. If anything happens with the Lions, do not tell me what happened. I can't have any idea of what's happening or else I'll get curious and I will not be able to sleep. I hate these night games. They can fuck off. And that's the end of it. And I don't even, like I said before, I don't. If they're on during the day, I don't watch them. I'll listen only. And then go back and watch it later if I have to. I'm too much of an anxious little monkey. So I've got no idea what's happening, and it's meant to be that way. Like the Tigers on Friday night into Saturday morning. Those assholes went 15 innings, and I kept checking the fucking phone. It was bad enough that I was worried about Dad waking up and pissing all over the house. But, you know, maybe he's falling down the stairs or something like that. I don't know. I was just sleeping with one eye open, gripping my pillow tight. And I had to contend with the Tigers, only to realize. And then, you know, I check one of the times during that period from the beginning of extra innings all the way to the 15th inning. They had bases loaded, and they couldn't do anything with it. Oh, God, it was disgusting. Assholes. All right, back to the drawing board. So anyway, Lions sucked, and that's going to be a problem for Brian Branch. This is a another view of that moment from way high above. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I think this is like from a fan's video. The Chiefs are getting ready to snap it and just take a knee. 32, Brian Branch, here he is with his hands on his hips. He's got tunnel vision. Smith-Schuster is not even in the shot. He's behind these refs when the ball is hiked. Here comes Branch. Here's Schuster. He's going right for him. Now, that didn't cause the nosebleed. The helmet comes off. By the way, Brian Branch is strong as hell. You saw how big Smith-Schuster is? And Branch is shorter than him. He's not a tall guy. Watch what he does to 6'4" Juju Smith-Schuster. Whoop! So it was during that scuffle when Smith-Schuster's helmet got ripped off that Brian, that somehow he got one in the nose. He might have eaten a punch.
I didn't see who it was on the Lions today.
Well, Branch has got his helmet off. Well, somebody does. I don't know what the fuck's going on. All right, there you go. And they win. What a nice stadium. That looks like a nice place. All right. Okay. Very good. So that happened. I was tipped off about a Muppety broken leg. Let's get into that.
With a minute and a half to go.
You're going to want to watch one of these linebackers here. I think it's this guy right here. I would say the black guy, but they're all black. See how there's three? I think the one in the middle is the one who gets his leg broken.
So the last 2 minutes does matter.
It does matter. As White says, it matters to burst ahead for about 10.
Okay, I lost it. It happened so damn fast.
So the last 2 minutes does matter.
It does matter. As White says, it matters to burst ahead for about 10.
That doesn't matter. Anyway, keep an eye out. Okay, now right there you saw for just a glimpse. Slight bit of wonky. Right there. Right in this zone, his foot is facing the wrong way.
Today, if you're able to push the line of scrimmage and do this.
God damn it.
So we have an injury.
It's a Niner defender down.
Okay. Boy, everybody and seems to be in the wrong spot for
Warner.
This.
Oh, no. Oh.
All right, right there. Oh. See him just put it into place? Did you see a tan suit guy? He's going to pull that ankle into place. Right? There.
Oh, my goodness.
So his foot fell.
For a minute.
Is one of the best defenders in the NFL.
Fred Warner is his name.
The all-pro air cast.
I'm a little disappointed. Okay, maybe here you can get a better. I'm glad they show the replay.
Leg and foot.
Okay, so this guy right here is going to roll onto this guy's right ankle, and it gets crunchety, flippity, Muppety jackety
and foot after
right
this
There. Oh, no. Play. Oh. Here. Okay.
Here he got.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, that is beautiful. That is a fantastic dislocation.
From behind, and oh, man, that is bad-looking injury.
Ugh.
Nick Bosa, star defender for the Niners.
Tyler says, I love Muppety Mondays during the NFL season. That is a great, you know, why didn't I think of that? It's another Muppety Monday with your old pal EZ. That is a great way to describe it. Every Monday during the NFL season, tune in for Muppety Monday, where we will break down dislocations, compound fractures, with and without blood. Yes. Special thanks to Megan and to her husband, Brian. Megan was tipped off to this one because she heard, oh, that foot's not supposed to point that way. She heard that and immediately texted me, and she said, San Francisco guy. So that is 100% right. Thank you, Megan. I don't have a ton more material to cover, but I am saving the best for last. This is concerning the Detroit Tigers broadcast in that game that went 15 innings. It's well after 1 in the morning. The Tigers are, they've lost. They're out of the playoffs, and the Detroit Tigers announcer is a I've talked about this guy before, Dan Dickerson. He's one of the best. And he gets a pass because everybody loves him so much. But he thought his mic was off, but it wasn't. And he still had to do like a score recap or something like that. And that's the last thing he wanted to do after the Tigers lost. So he expressed that into what he thought was an unopened, non-hot mic. But he forgot the old adage, every mic is a hot mic. And this was still heard over the air.
Dan and I will be back to talk about it after this on the Detroit Tigers radio network.
Okay, so he's, you can tell he's disappointed.
The Detroit Tigers radio network.
And he thinks he's out.
And fragile.
I don't have to do a game.
He's far. We get tired.
Fuck this game recap. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud? Sick. 3, 2, 1.
Corwell Hill.
The game. He's getting ready to do the game recap. Fuck this game recap. He goes, ah, fuck.
And fragile.
I don't have to do a game. Oh,
he's far. We get tired.
Fuck this game recap. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud? Sick. 3, 2, 1.
Corwell Hill. We are all so strong.
Bummer for Corwell Hill. Fuck this game recap.
We get tired.
Fuck this game recap. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud? 3, 2, 1.
With Corwell Hill, we are also
So, my pals over at Q100, they're a Tigers affiliate, so a message was sent out apologizing, and it's like, come on, Dan Dickerson, he's the best. Not a big deal. He also did come out and say sorry. He said, I want to sincerely apologize for swearing during a break in the post game last night. Our mics were inadvertently left open, but I know better than to swear into a microphone. Tyler says he's a man of the people. Yeah, come on now. He doesn't have to apologize. His apology should be, yeah, I swore, but and goddammit, it felt good. I still say, fuck that game recap. Dan said, it was said in a moment of frustration, but not a reflection about how I feel about doing the game recap. Just how I felt about doing it in that moment after a 5-hour, 15-inning, season-ending loss. I'm very sorry any fans had to hear it. My apologies again. Most replies were supportive of Dan Dickerson. This person wrote, I'm not sure that the guy could more accurately encapsulate the feelings of Tigers fans than this clip. So authentic, so true. No one needed a recap. Wounds were raw and open. Another person said, legit, the best thing a commenter has ever said. Dan Dickerson got his start here in Grand Rapids before moving to Detroit. I don't know what radio stations he worked at here in GR. We have not crossed paths. He is a little older than I am. He's 66. No, man, it's all good. Detroiters love that shit. I feel bad that he felt embarrassed. I mean, if you take a look at the guy, this looks like a wholesome dude right here. This is not a guy who's probably saying too many F words. So you know he meant it. If this guy drops, fuck this game recap, you know he means it. And it's true. Fuck that game recap. Holy shit. That was outstanding. I want a t-shirt made with his face on it and it's saying, fuck that game recap. Tyler says, we need more of this. How entertaining would these baseball radio broadcasts be if he just let it fly like the announcer in Major League? Oh, yeah. That would be Bob Uecker. All right. Be thinking of the asshole of the day. I'm going to end the show early because I have run out of things to talk about with you, and I'm not going to sit around and waste your time like some kind of fucking idiot. I do want to say thank you to the King's Room Barbershop, as always, for sponsoring the show with three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Maybe not that beautiful. Get a haircut there for just $21 plus tip. I know I need one before the hockey season. And it's a place to get your hair cut if you're a guy or a chick who likes short hair. King's Room Barbershop. Find them at kingsroom.net. When it comes, speaking of cutting hair, cut down the trees. Unwanted trees, maybe past their prime. You want to get rid of those trees. Have Kuiper Tree Care cut them down for you. Or perhaps you have storm damage you want cleaned up. Call Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. 616-828-8225. Again, find them online, KuiperTreeCare.com. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. It is time for the asshole of the day, and unfortunately, for this man, Brian Branch, he deserves to be the asshole of the day. Juju Smith-Schuster is a fan favorite. Everybody loves Smith-Schuster. What the fuck is wrong with you, you stupid bitch? Come on. Now you're going to be out. You're going to miss a game or two. And you're like one of the best defenders on the team, but you're clearly a bitch. Grow up. Holy shit. All right. Much love as always, folks. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I will talk to you on the Patreon. I can't wait to share with you the pictures of all of the cats in Greece during Jackie's celebrated trip over there. I'll talk to you then. Have a good one. Thank you, and bye-bye.